Do you have a digital device or an app or a website that's rocking your world these days? Well, you should just tell us about it. You can write to us, record@kuow.org. And with us today, with an example of what we're talking about, is Monica Guzman. Monica, what's rocking your world lately when it comes to digital life?
An app called Waze. W-A-Z-E. Mm-hmm. It is a social real-time traffic app that has saved me, I can't even tell you how many minutes in traffic, finding routes I wouldn't know about, and to do it just incredibly intelligently. I love this app.
Now, there's lots of map apps. Why is Waze different?
So I've used Google Maps as sort of my go-to for years, and it's a great app. But what it doesn't do very well is know what the situation is on the roads right now. So on Waze, you can kind of see where you're going, and it'll tell you, in a half a mile, traffic is going 5 miles per hour. So actually, we're going to send you this way. Why don't you take this exit, go down these couple of roads, and it's shown me some surprising alternate routes I never would have guessed.
And you were telling us this is one of the rare apps that actually delivers on its promise?
Yes, because, the app world, it exploded so quickly that it just became anybody, any Joe Schmo could come up with a problem that needed solving. I have created an app that solves your problem about taking photos, but sharing it with this way, but not that way, and this way, and not that way. And frankly, 99% of those problems aren't really that big a deal in our lives that so many apps try to solve.
But getting here to there.
Yeah, but Waze. I feel like it's one of the only apps in the last, year that I've tried that really solves a big problem.
And part of the reason it gives you that real-time information is that it's social. So you can contribute some information about what might be wrong with the route, and other people can read about that.
Right. There was an intersection in Fremont. A Waze route would have had me go straight through two lanes of traffic that were really, really hard. So I put a message in there and said, hey, map issue. It's really, really hard to get through this intersection. And the next day, somebody had gone in and resolved the issue and figured out, kind of taught the Waze map to never tell people to go through that intersection again.
You were telling us this navigation app, W-A-Z-E, is not perfect. It looks kind of ugly.
Oh, yeah. It's I think so. It's not the most beautiful interface. And it also gives you information that, to me anyway, as someone who's looking to just get somewhere as fast as possible, I don't need. So every now and then it might pop up a notification that, oh, your Waze friend is driving right now. I don't care. I don't really care. I want to get somewhere. But anyway, useful app. It really is.
Did I see that Waze has been acquired by Google?
Yes.
So we might see some integration of Waze-iness into Google Maps or vice versa?
Absolutely, because the beauty and efficiency of Google Maps plus the traffic knowledge of Waze would be pretty awesome. I mean, Google Maps was designed to tell you how to get from someplace, not to tell you how to get from someplace today at this moment when traffic is such. So you add that into it, and suddenly the Maps app becomes an app that somebody who knows how to get somewhere still needs. Because they live in a place with variable traffic, and they need to get there fast.
Monica Guzman, she writes about life and technology for the Seattle Times and talks about it with us occasionally on The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.